Chapter 29. Reforms of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother was named Abiah, daughter of Zechariah. He pleased the Lord just as his forefather David had done. It was he who, in the first month of the first year of his reign, opened the doors of the Lord's house and repaired them. He summoned the priests and Levites, gathered them in the open space to the east, and said to them, "Listen to me, you Levites. Sanctify yourselves now, and sanctify the house of the Lord, the God of your fathers, and clean out the filth from the sanctuary. Our fathers acted faithlessly and did evil in the eyes of the Lord our God. They abandoned him, turned away their faces from the Lord's dwelling, and turned their backs on him. They also closed the doors of the vestibule, extinguished the lamps, and refused to burn incense and offer holocausts in the sanctuary to the honor of the God of Israel. Therefore, the anger of the Lord has come upon Judah and Jerusalem. He has made them an object of terror, astonishment, and mockery, as you see with your own eyes. For our fathers, as you know, fell by the sword, and our sons, our daughters, and our wives have been taken captive because of this. Now, I intend to make a covenant with the Lord, the God of Israel, that his burning anger may withdraw from us. My sons, be not negligent any longer, for it is you whom the Lord has chosen to stand before him, to minister to him, to be his ministers, and to offer incense." Then the Levites arose, Mahath, son of Amasai, and Joel, son of Azariah, descendants of the Kohathites. Of the sons of Merari, Kish, son of Abdi, and Azariah, son of Jehalel. Of the Gershonites, Joah, son of Zimmah, and Eden, son of Joah. Of the sons of Elisaphan, Shimri and Jeuel. Of the sons of Asaph, Zechariah and Mattaniah. Of the sons of Heman, Jehuel and Shimei. Of the sons of Jeduthun, Shemaiah and Uziel. They gathered their brethren together and sanctified themselves. Then they came as the king had ordered, to cleanse the Lord's house in keeping with his words. The priests entered the interior of the Lord's house to cleanse it, and whatever they found in the Lord's temple that was unclean, they brought out to the court of the Lord's house, where the Levites took it from them and carried it out to the Kidron Valley. They began the work of consecration on the first day of the first month, and on the eighth day of the month they arrived at the vestibule of the Lord. They consecrated the Lord's house during 8 days, and on the 16th day of the first month they had finished. Then they went inside to King Hezekiah and said, "We have cleansed the entire house of the Lord, the altar of holocausts with all its utensils, and the table for the showbread with all its utensils. All the articles which King Ahaz during his reign had thrown away because of his apostasy, we have restored and consecrated, and they are now before the Lord's altar." The rite of expiation. Then King Hezekiah hastened to convoke the princes of the city, and went up to the Lord's house. 7 bulls, 7 rams, 7 lambs, and 7 he-goats were brought for a sin offering for the kingdom, for the sanctuary, and for Judah. And he ordered the sons of Aaron, the priests, to offer them on the altar of the Lord. They slaughtered the bulls, and the priests collected the blood, and cast it on the altar. Then they slaughtered the rams, and cast the blood on the altar. Then they slaughtered the lambs, and cast the blood on the altar. Then the he-goats for the sin offering were led before the king and the assembly, who laid their hands upon them. The priests then slaughtered them, and offered their blood on the altar to atone for the sin of all Israel. For the holocaust and the sin offering, the king had said, is for all Israel. He stationed the Levites in the Lord's house with cymbals, harps, and lyres, according to the prescriptions of David, of Gad, the king's seer, and of Nathan the prophet. For the prescriptions were from the Lord through his prophets. The Levites were stationed with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. Then Hezekiah ordered the holocaust to be sacrificed on the altar, and in the same instant that the holocaust began, they also began the song of the Lord to the accompaniment of the trumpets and the instruments of David, king of Israel. The entire assembly prostrated itself, and they continued to sing the song and to sound the trumpets until the holocaust had been completed. As the holocaust was completed, the king and all who were with him knelt and prostrated themselves. King Hezekiah and the princes then commanded the Levites to sing the praises of the Lord in the words of David and of Asaph the seer. They sang praises till their joy was full, then fell down and prostrated themselves. Hezekiah now spoke out this command: "You have undertaken a work for the Lord. Approach, and bring forward the sacrifices and thank offerings for the house of the Lord." Then the assembly brought forward the sacrifices and thank offerings, and all the holocausts which were freewill offerings. The number of holocausts that the assembly brought forward was 70 oxen, 100 rams, and 200 lambs, all of these as a holocaust to the Lord. As consecrated gifts, there were 600 oxen and 3,000 sheep. Since the priests were too few in number to be able to skin all the victims for the holocausts, their brethren the Levites assisted them until the task was completed and the priests had sanctified themselves. The Levites, in fact, were more willing than the priests to sanctify themselves. Also, the holocausts were many, along with the fat of the peace offerings and the libations for the holocausts. Thus, the service of the house of the Lord was reestablished. Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced over what God had reestablished for the people, and at how suddenly this had been done.